With that, let me turn the call over to Matt Strauss to begin. Matt?
Thank you, Lisa, and thank you everyone for joining the call. I truly hope everyone's families are safe and well. Tomorrow is an important milestone for our company as we get ready to launch an early preview of Peacock Premium on Xfinity X1 and Flex, and we're all truly excited to bring this new service to market. Like other major apps on Xfinity, the rollout will take a couple of weeks to fully deploy, but by the end of April, the service will be available to millions of Xfinity subscribers across the Comcast footprint and bundled at no additional cost. As Lisa mentioned, we emailed the link earlier today to a taped demo of the Peacock app, and normally I would have done a live demo. Obviously, that's not a safe option. So I did a recording from my home over the weekend using the Peacock app on the Flex box. And given some of you may not be in a Comcast market, we wanted to at least try to give you a proper overview of the service and the user experience. I'll also just share being back home and having my X1 voice remote has made my social distancing a little bit more manageable. So thank you, Dana Strong and the Xfinity team. A few things I just wanted to double-click on. The Peacock product is in some respects three streaming experiences in one, providing users multiple ways to watch. We plan to offer over 15,000 hours of on-demand content, providing users instant gratification to watch what you want when you want it. The catalog still being loaded onto the servers. It will continue to grow over the next few months, with updates being made daily. The Peacock service also has a TV grid with over 20 Peacock linear channels that are editorially programmed 24/7, providing a lean-back experience from live news to late night to reality shows to a dedicated channel to The Office and SNL. We see channels as a sandbox to create even more personalized experiences, and this will grow to over 75 channels over the course of the year. There is also trending, which provides timely news and entertainment, sports coverage, with snackable content that's both trending on Peacock and around the world, and it's updated throughout the day. So from the latest news briefings to Tom Hanks' monologue on SNL, these clips, these segments, they quickly are made available on trending. And trending also acts as a promotional vehicle to provide additional ways to search and discover content on Peacock. This approach of providing multiple ways to watch at different moments in time, we believe will allow viewers to stream more, search less, and it's a path to grow overall usage, frequency, and satisfaction of the service. As Lisa mentioned, we're fortunate to have my friend Dana Strong, Comcast President of Consumer Services, on the call, and Dana's going to discuss in a few minutes the different way that Peacock will be brought to life across the Xfinity platforms. But I wanted to address just a few more topics, if I could, in advance, starting with the Peacock national launch timing and how we've pivoted our near-term content and marketing approach to address the recent changes in the market. So when we shared our strategy for Peacock a few months ago in Studio 8H at 30 Rock, none of us could have imagined the unprecedented and historic turn of events brought about by the coronavirus. Now, we always planned to launch Peacock in two phases, first on Comcast to test and learn, then 3 months later to launch nationally. And even though we now have 100% of the Peacock team working from home around the globe, we have been able to maintain our timeline. I am incredibly proud of the Peacock team, who have been working around the clock, and we are on track to launch with Comcast tomorrow, and we're on track to launch nationally on July 15th, just as we planned. July 15th is also when Peacock will be available on mobile devices. There'll be a Peacock website, and it's also when the Peacock app will be on connected TV devices and smart TVs, and it's also when we will launch the free and ad-free tier. We have no material changes to the financial guidance or targets we provided a few months ago. We feel really good about our strategy, our ability to deliver long-term growth and value with Peacock, and candidly, even more excited and encouraged about the demand for a quality, free, ad-supported service now more than ever. If anything, some have asked, is there an opportunity to launch Peacock nationally even sooner? And that is something we're evaluating. We certainly see the value. But as I mentioned earlier, with the entire team working virtually from home, for now, July is still the target date. Now, clearly there is a lot that has changed in the market, in the world, from what we planned a few short months ago, and this has had an impact. The majority of our original productions, like virtually all productions across the world, have been paused. For a new service like Peacock, this will materially limit our original slate at launch and in 2020. The Tokyo Olympics, which we had aligned with our national launch to drive maximum promotion and awareness, has also obviously been delayed. Now, that said, if there is such a thing as a silver lining in the current environment, we continue to look for the positives, and we think there are a few worth noting. First, what's postponed in 2020 will come back to us even bigger in 2021, when Peacock will arguably really be hitting its stride. If you fast forward a few months, Peacock will now have two Olympics in a relatively short period of time. We also recently announced an NFL wildcard playoff game, Premier League, and Ryder Cup. We'll also now have dozens of original premieres in 2021, all timed with The Office coming to Peacock exclusively. On promotion and marketing, we also have been able to quickly pivot. And I think one of the strengths of our company is what we call Symphony, and our ability to tap into the power of NBC Universal's platforms to drive maximum promotion and awareness. I honestly don't think there's a better example of Symphony than Peacock, given the collaboration across NBC and Sky and Comcast Cable. Working from home in collaboration with the NBC teams, we've already developed a revised marketing plan that recoups the vast majority of the promotional impressions that we had planned during the summer. And this will allow us to stay the course with really little to no impact on our marketing targets in 2020. I also just wanted to briefly comment on the latest trends. And we're all seeing these trends in TV viewing behavior, and this is also having an impact on our near-term editorial and content approach. With the majority of the country at home, the demand for news and entertainment is truly at an all-time high. In addition to people binging buzzy originals, many viewers are also seeking out programming that's comforting, familiar, even nostalgic, things that provide a feeling of normalcy and stability during an unstable moment in time. Families are spending a lot more quality time together, myself included, with my four kids, and this provides a unique opportunity for parents to connect with their children by sharing a common experience and revisiting some of their most watched and beloved TV shows and movies together. This cultural moment that I think all of us recognize actually plays to our strengths, given we're launching Peacock with hundreds and hundreds of quality TV shows and iconic movies that people love. And we also have the ability to stream timely content from headline news to heartwarming and inspirational stories, all in one service. So at launch, we will lean into editorializing content that is entertaining and familiar, and then build off that momentum heading into 2021 when, as I said earlier, we'll launch more exclusive originals, we'll have major tentpole sporting events, and we'll have even more content choices and new product features. This also aligns with our advertising partners. And from day one, the plan for Peacock was to partner with 10 launch sponsors. And yesterday, Linda Yaccarino announced that plan is now a reality, and we proudly shared a list of those 10 launch sponsors. There continues to be a real appetite to be a part of Peacock, with sponsors who value our light advertising model, which, as you know, is no more than 5 minutes of ads per hour, which we think is the most aggressive in the market. They value our content and our user experience and our overall approach to partnership in the streaming landscape. Finally, we all know there's a lot of turbulence and uncertainty in the economy. Amid what was already a growing wave of subscription fatigue when it comes to streaming services. Delivering Peacock, a quality ad-supported streaming platform that is free, is arguably more relevant now than possibly at any other moment in time, and something we believe is important to bring to market, in some respects, to the country, as people are seeking out quality entertainment choices that are truly affordable. And nothing's more affordable than free. So with that, thank you again for joining the call. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to provide that update. And let me hand it over to Dana Strong.
Thanks so much, Matt. And if I could just start by saying I am truly amazed at what you and the team have been able to accomplish in such a short time. And while we genuinely miss you in Philadelphia as part of the Xfinity team, I think on behalf of the whole company, we're really delighted to see the amazing service that you and the team have built in Peacock. And now, thank you to all of you for joining us this afternoon. We're pretty excited about this moment. Tomorrow, millions of Xfinity X1 and Flex customers will start to receive exclusive early access to Peacock at no additional cost. The launch of Peacock on Xfinity is really a proud day for our company and the many, many employees across Xfinity, NBC Universal, and Sky. Even more so in today's current environment with dozens of teams working in great partnership remotely, as Matt mentioned, across countries, around the world, in different time zones, quickly pivoting to hit the April 15th launch date for our customers. Really now more than ever, with many of our customers spending time at home and looking for more entertainment options, we're happy to be greatly expanding the range of programming already available on X1 and Flex. Now, with Peacock Premium, all included at no extra cost. It's truly an incredible symphonic moment for our company. We're thrilled to harness the power of Xfinity to launch NBC's Peacock during this exclusive preview for X1 and Flex customers, and delighted to be the first partner. Xfinity has incredible reach. 59 million homes passed, 31.5 million customer relationships, and extraordinary engagement, 9.8 billion voice commands annually and growing fast. And we're the number one platform for apps. In fact, in Xfinity Homes, the X1 platform is the most used TV platform for Netflix and other popular apps like Amazon Prime. For all of these reasons, we're confident in our strategy to offer our Xfinity customers an exclusive preview of Peacock Premium. Peacock Premium will deploy on X1 and Flex starting tomorrow, and the downloads will be complete, as Matt mentioned, by the end of the month of April. And many of you on the call are familiar with X1, our robust, full-spectrum entertainment experience bringing customers live TV, sports, streaming, movies, music, the largest selection of 4K content available. And, of course, X1 gives you close to 200 apps, ranging from major SVODs to smaller, more niche SVODs, AVODs, live streamers, music services, casual games, and far more, all with the metadata seamlessly integrating the viewing experience across all content. And you can easily access all this great content with our Emmy Award-winning Xfinity Voice Remote. X1 also comes with the ability to stream X1 for free on any device in and out of the home. And I'm sure you're all aware that we recently launched a second platform called Flex, our 4K personalized streaming device with everyone's favorite apps in one place, the box Matt referenced in his own home. Flex also comes with our Xfinity Voice Remote and a huge selection of tens of thousands of hours of free content. And most importantly, Flex is available to our internet customers for free. Flex is part of our broader strategy to provide more value to Xfinity internet customers, adding to our differentiation of speed, coverage, and control now with streaming. As you can see, Peacock fits beautifully into the X1 and Flex platforms with value and a seamless experience, dramatically increasing choice and viewing options at no additional cost. And today especially, we're in a unique video viewership moment. Home sheltering has no doubt increased consumption of content and the need for more choice and entertainment. In fact, viewing on every dimension of our platform is up. During this period, compared to last year, we've seen a lift of approximately 2 hours per day per household. We've also seen a greater than 50% increase in VOD hours consumed year over year and an increase of 25% in comedy viewing hours, perhaps indicating that customers are looking for some lightness. And interestingly, we've seen a 250% increase in the voice search for free content, clearly demonstrating the value of free and another proof point of the importance of offering Peacock to our customers at no additional cost. So we're pleased to offer Peacock to our customers at a time that they are really focused on the platform and really looking for more value on a daily basis. During this time, it's important to meet customers where they are and let them choose the services and package that makes them the most sense for their current situation. And for more information on X1, Flex, and a complete listing of these data points, you can reference the slideware that we provided to you all this morning. As I mentioned, Peacock will be seamlessly integrated into Flex and X1, making it easy for our customers to find and discover the brilliant Peacock content, whether it's binge-worthy drama, classic comedy, best of talk shows, latest news, and Spanish language content or iconic movies. To accomplish this in X1 and Flex, we differentiate ourselves from other streaming platforms through the aggregated user interface, integrating voice search, and a combination of editorial and algorithms to surface content. The slides provided highlight a few examples of how Peacock comes to life and is seamlessly integrated across X1 and Flex. Some examples include on the home screen, we'll do a takeover on the X1 main menu, along with high visibility and stunt positions across other menus and linear guides. Peacock will also feature heavily across our X1 and Flex editorial destinations like For You, TV, and movies. And finally, customers can simply say Peacock into their Xfinity voice remote to launch the Peacock app. When viewing the slides, I'm sure you'll notice the use of Peacock's eye-catching colors and the use of iconic shows and beloved characters all available on Peacock on the X1 and Flex platform. And speaking of beloved characters, I hope you have the opportunity to enjoy the sneak preview of Xfinity's Birdwatching Spot, one of the handful of advertisements you'll see rolling out to support the launch of Peacock. The spot is a great symphonic moment for us as it features an old friend of NBC, Amy Poehler, and the Peacock and Flex service all wrapped in together. Be sure to check out the creative included in the slideware featuring just a few of the great shows and movies that are on Peacock, from SNL to 30 Rock, Shrek, and Below Deck. All of this great Xfinity advertising and marketing support kicks off in May. So I'll close with what I am most excited to watch on Peacock personally. As a mom working at home now with two kids who is rarely awake anymore for late night television, I am most excited about Late Night Early, beginning with two of my favorites, Jimmy Fallon's The Tonight Show at Home Edition and Late Night with Seth Meyers. And I'm also looking forward to cuddling up with the family on movie nights and looking at the huge treasure trove of classic movies like E.T. and my son's favorite, Despicable Me. And on that note, I will hand it back to Lisa and say, Matt, I think it's a brilliant service, and we're really excited to be your launch partner, and thanks for inviting us to the party.